Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
Joined by...
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Christian Arcand.
You know what if you see it? It's like porn.
And Andy Hart.
You bat right hand if you bat right hand.
This is a crap transition.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yes, that's right. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, who I believe just finished filing a no contact order on Andy Hart after that little outburst about how good you smell. And also, you're going to have to change that intro. I'm in that intro. You guys are going to have to change that.
Oh, yeah, we'll cut it out.
You're going to have to cut me right out, put Ted in there and Fitzy in there. As Mike, I'm sure you know, I'm going to be moving the nights next week. So this is our last conversation for a while, so we better make it a good one. Let's start by how much of a creep Andy is. Did you know that he was so into the way that you smell? Because I knew that he liked it. I didn't know he liked you like that.
So nasty. he's told me that before. Other people have commented on it. I think really what it comes down to is generally, as a crew, the beat on the Patriots tends to be a little stinky, and I'm not stinky. I try to shower. I do the proper hygiene, brush my teeth, those sorts of things. I don't know that everybody does it down there, so I think I can understand why he leans in that direction.
Well, don't sell yourself short. You also use, like, key lime pie lotion or something. There's something that puts you over the top and makes you smell like a Bath and Body Works.
I have no comment on that.
Wait, do you have a comment on this? So my buddy Christian here just brought up a list from ESPN, Seth Walder fella, who has this ESPN MVP ranking. Saquon Barkley is 22nd. Thoughts?
He's out of his mind.
Thank you.
Like, that whole offense this year has been about him more than anything. Jalen Hurts, I heard you just as I was coming on, Jalen Hurts has really regressed. 2 years ago, going into that opener against the Patriots, I thought to myself, this guy is going to be a top-five quarterback. And then the Patriot players were kind of like, you might want to watch more. And then they kind of held him in check that game. They lost the game, but they did a nice job on him. And, like, since then, it's been a lot of ifs from him, Like, he threw 134 yards or 154 yards in a playoff game. Like, he's got two elite receivers and a tight end who's outstanding, and he can't get on the football. Like, Saquon Barkley has been the driving force behind that offense all year long.
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
They are the most talented team, I think. Still standing.
Can you say that with a period on the end, not a question mark?
No, that was definitely a Ron Burgundy. they are. I just worry about the quarterback. Like, I think he's going to have to play better, and it's been a lot of just. You go back and look at his game log, but then you go look at some of the advanced stuff too. If you're into the nerd numbers, and it's like he hasn't been very good. They've kind of been really good this year, in spite of him, not because of him.
All right, Mike, let's get to the Patriots. I'm a little worried, and I don't know if you heard the open here, but I'm a little worried that this offseason is starting to resemble last offseason in the sense that they're going real quick with the head coach search. Now they're dragging on the offensive coordinator search a little bit, and there may be different reasons for that. And they have a bunch of guys with sort of vague, ill-defined roles, and I just feel like these are a lot of the same issues that were present last year, although with a different cast of characters. Is that fair to say to you? Are you noticing any parallels like that too?
I mean, I can definitely see where you're coming from. The big difference here is that this is all going to run through Mike. And last year it was running through a bunch of different people at a bunch of different levels. And you know, that's hard to, especially when you're throwing all those guys together, essentially working in those roles for the first time. He's the established head coach. I think he's going to be the established talent picker on a lot of different levels, and has his guy, Ryan Cowden, already in the building doing work there. So to me, that's where I think there's a major divide, where Mike knows what he wants. And I think he knows how to get it. So last year, I don't think they had any idea what they wanted or how to get it. And then when they got it, they couldn't coach it. So it was just a whole cluster. And this shouldn't be that way. And if we are talking at this point next year or at some point during the season, then you're going, well, they're not making any improvements or not, then maybe we have something to talk about. But at this point, that's where I kind of split on it.
Mike, I asked Schefter on Wednesday to handicap the offensive coordinator search.
Ooh, I asked Schefter. Ooh.
Brag.
And the only name he brought up was Josh McDaniels, which is a name I brought up like 2 months ago. Is it?
Brag.
That was an actual brag.
Over here.
That was a double brag, yeah.
That was a brag, and is this a bag job yet again for the offensive coordinator position?
I don't think it is.
Oh.
Sort of the more I kind of dig into it, I think he's definitely in the mix, but I think there are other places that Mike might want to look first, and we'll see. You know, the interesting part about it is, and one thing that I'm really curious about how this all plays out is, has you coached the quarterback or have you not coached the quarterback, and does that matter to Mike? And I think when you have your clear centerpiece of your franchise on offense is the rookie quarterback heading into his second year. We saw the job that Alex did with him, maybe not from a play caller standpoint, but from helping him develop. You want to continue that trend, and I think the offensive coordinator has to be heavily involved. And that's where, when you bring up Josh's name, that's where you say, look, like, Josh does have a good track record of this. He got Jimmy Garoppolo ready to play. He got Jacoby Brissett ready to play. He got Matt Cassel ready to play. Like, he did some – he devised an offense with a quarterback who couldn't throw in Cam Newton. And while they were still terrible that year, they had moments, you know, where he cobbled together something with a guy who can't throw the ball more than 8 yards down the field. So – he does have that going for him, and I'm really curious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When we start to get maybe a deeper look at some of the names that are being brought in and talked to, who has that experience with the coach, with the quarterbacks, and who doesn't?
So who are those names? I mean, I know there's been a lot thrown out there, and then Tommy Rees has been removed, and now Josh McCown has seemingly been removed. Who are two or three other names that you think are legitimate candidates to be the offensive coordinator?
Charles London is one. Dave Ragone, or the Big Ragu, he's another. Coach quarterbacks, has been an offensive coordinator in a previous point in his career. London, obviously, our guy Tom Curran did a deep dive on him and sort of his background with the Patriots back in the day, being an operations manager. And now, you know, he's sort of ascended a little bit up the food chain here and maybe becomes an offensive coordinator. Those are two. Nick Haley's a name that I think is going to get brought up again. Now, he doesn't have the quarterback coaching experience, but his role expanded with the Rams this year. And he did spend more time with the quarterback, so maybe that's a check mark that now goes in his direction in his box there as he checks it off and says, well, I did spend time with Garoppolo and Stafford and Stetson Bennett and did help sort of implement the passing game with the Rams this year. So I think those are three that sort of stand out to me at the moment.
We're talking with Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Mike, after Mike Vrabel, the second most important person in this organization right now is Drake May. I think we all agree with that, right? I mean, he's a player, but he's the most important guy, most important player on the team. Is he going to have any input in this offensive coordinator search, do you think? Especially when it comes to the matter of Alex Van Pelt and keeping him around. Do you think that he'll have any influence on that? I know he's on vacation now getting engaged and everything, but is that something that you think he'll be kind of brought into the fold with?
I think they'll talk to him because they won't want to alienate him, but I don't know how much sway he's going to have after just, 11, 12 starts in his rookie year, whatever the number is. You know, like, Mike's not stupid. Like, they'll have a conversation, but Mike's going to hire who Mike wants to hire. I think the other thing I would say about the Van Pelt thing, and we talked about a number of times here, like, if anybody was going to come back, he would be one I want to bring back. And I've had people ask me, well, would he take the quarterback coaching job? I don't know. Has Jonathan Kraft come and talked to him yet about just ripping him on national television, as we saw, and sort of like they never had that conversation, as Alex told us the week after that became public in the Cardinals game. Like, okay, if you have a problem with me, wouldn't you come down and talk to me? So I don't know. Like, Alex is going to have a choice of jobs. Like, someone will hire him to be the quarterback's coach, or maybe he becomes the offensive coordinator, doesn't call plays again or whatever. He's got enough friends around the league and enough respect that he can have that. Does he feel like he gets the respect here, and will he get it from the owner? Obviously they hadn't talked, and he was apparently telling people after the last game, oh, I'm going to be fired, that, he kind of had a sense that this was over.
Some of this will probably trend and depend on who they hire as the defensive coordinator. But for those of us who may not be totally tied into what Mike Vrabel did in Tennessee, did they run a defense that was similar to the New England scheme? Did it have its roots in New England? What was that like in Tennessee? And do you expect this will be a system that has some carryover?
So he's the adaptable guy. He's the sort of the game plan guy. We look at the team this week and we're going to play him this way. And then next week we might not look the same way because we have the ability to morph. And I think it was one of the big points he made in talking to us in the press conference about, like, we're going to give our – we want our players to be able to play fast. So we don't want to bog them down with too much stuff. And he was kind of talking offense, but in general, that's his vibe, is like, yep, if you guys can show that we can be a versatile team and we can be interchangeable parts and do these different things, we're going to do it because that gives us an advantage. I think he definitely buys into – you want to call that the Belichick, however, like, those roots, I think he believes in, of like, hey, we're not going to just sit there and say this is what we play, unless that's all you can play, you know what I mean? So I think that's going to be a key for them to see if they can pick up, be interchangeable pieces and parts and move as the year goes along.
That is the voice of noted shower taker and deodorant user Mike Giardi.
You can smell it through the radio.
Boston Sports Journal. Mike, it's been great talking with you these last couple of weeks. Moving the night, so if you ever want to call on the night show, we'll keep a line open for you, okay?
He keeps begging for guests.
I need all the help I can get.
No. I'm going to miss Arcan. Stiz is depressed. When Stiz got me on the phone, he was just like, you could tell he's very sad.
You can hear it. You can hear it in my voice.
Stiz, my guy. Yeah.
He's going to cry.
Yep. And Arcan, anytime you need me, you let me know.
All right, sounds good. That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Mike.
Well,
think all these people are telling the truth? Curran's like, yeah, anytime you need me, give me a call. Giardi, give me a call.
I'm just putting them on the spot and making it awkward, and they're being nice about it is what's happening. That's
and then
exactly
when you call at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night, it's just going to ring.
I'm not even going to call any of these people. No, I know they're not going to do the show. They're not going to come
on. Hey, Joe, can you get Giardi on the phone for Thursday night?
And they're going to be like, no, obviously not. I'm not doing that show. That's fine. I have my own people. I'll bring in my own people. Like
my own people?
Oh, yeah. I got my own people coming.
Wow.
No problem.
Look at you.
No problem.
Didn't know you had peeps.
I got people everywhere.
4 hours with Arcan and Scal.
That is right. Scal be my number one
Noted
guy. We got
heads.
A lot of people that are going to be
they'll say we all night long.
Which I'm, it's true. Which I'm very excited about. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. There's been some talk in the NFL about reseeding the playoffs next year and doing it totally differently. We'll get into that. How you feel about it. Yay or nay next.